Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Can we fix a century of green card backlogs? Hello, this is Mary Campbell with a special immigration news report. This year, only about 3% of the people who have submitted green card applications will receive permanent status. Close to 35 million applications are pending, up from 10 million in 1996. The first backlogs started a century ago, when the first immigration caps were applied, and they have quickly accelerated as the immigration laws became more restrictive and complicated because of politics. Caps and quotas, processing delays, and waste of available green cards are par for the course in a system that discourages legal and orderly immigration. Experts suggest that the best solution would be to lift caps and significantly expand legal immigration, and argue that the U.S. economy would benefit tremendously, as would the Social Security Fund. In this special report, we will discuss why we reached this crisis point in our legal immigration system, what the solutions are, and why the United States can easily absorb and benefit from the newly legalized population. First, a look at the border crisis. The immigration border crisis in America is a contentious and complex issue that has been a focal point of political, social, and humanitarian debates for decades. At its core, the crisis revolves around the influx of migrants, refugees, and asylum seekers arriving at the southern border of the United States, primarily from Central America. Several factors contribute to the immigration border crisis in America: economic instability, violence, political unrest, and lack of opportunities in countries such as Venezuela, Honduras, Haiti, El Salvador, and Guatemala push many individuals and families to seek asylum or better prospects in the United States. Additionally, environmental disasters and climate change exacerbate these underlying challenges, leading to further displacement. The response to the immigration border crisis in America is complex and often contentious. It involves balancing border security measures with humanitarian considerations, navigating legal frameworks for asylum seekers, and addressing the root causes of migration in the countries of origin. The issue is further complicated by political polarization, with differing opinions on immigration policies and the appropriate approach to managing the crisis. In recent years, the immigration border crisis in America has garnered significant attention, with high-profile incidents such as family separations and overcrowded detention facilities, sparking widespread outrage and calls for reform. As the situation continues to evolve, finding sustainable and humane solutions to address the underlying causes and manage the flow of migrants remains a pressing challenge for policymakers, advocates, and communities across the United States. David J. Beyer, Associate Director of Immigration Studies at the Cato Institute, explains why increasing legal immigration is key to solving the border crisis.
If the border is out of control, it's very unlikely you're going to see action on other items. I think the administration has kind of shown proof of concept with these parole sponsorship programs that it's created for Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. It needs to expand those to other countries and make them permanent. The applicants don't believe these programs are going to exist in 3 months, let alone in 5 years. So having those programs be expanded could get the border under control and also show people that legal immigration is connected to the border problem. If we allow people to come legally, then you're going to reduce the chaos they're concerned about. People don't want to increase legal immigration while the border's out of control, but they got to increase legal immigration to get the border under control. And so I think, the administration just has to lead on this and just do it and show people that it can be done. Cuban illegal entries are way down, over 90% down after they did this executive action. They can build on that and ultimately show people what a good immigration system could look like.
The narrative on immigration. Changing the narrative on immigration requires a shift away from divisive rhetoric and fear-based messaging towards a more inclusive, empathetic, and fact-based approach. Here are some key elements that could contribute to changing the narrative. 1. Humanizing stories. Highlighting the stories of individual immigrants and refugees can help humanize the issue and foster empathy among the public. Sharing narratives of resilience, contribution, and the pursuit of a better life can challenge stereotypes and misconceptions. 2. Emphasizing benefits. Communicating the economic, cultural, and social benefits of immigration can help counter negative narratives. Studies consistently show that immigrants contribute to innovation, entrepreneurship, and workforce diversity, enriching communities and driving economic growth. 3. Addressing root causes. Shifting the focus from border enforcement to addressing the root causes of migration, such as poverty, violence, and lack of opportunities in migrants' home countries, can help foster long-term solutions and reduce the need for migration. 4. Promoting integration. Highlighting successful integration initiatives and emphasizing the importance of inclusive communities can counter fears of cultural change and promote social cohesion. Emphasizing the shared values and contributions of immigrants can help build bridges across diverse communities. 5. Fact-based messaging. Dispelling myths and misinformation about immigration with evidence-based messaging can help build a more informed public discourse. Providing accurate information about immigration trends, laws, and impacts can combat fear-mongering and promote rational debate. 6. Engaging diverse voices. Amplifying the voices of immigrants, refugees, and advocates from diverse backgrounds can provide firsthand perspectives and challenge dominant narratives. Platforms that elevate marginalized voices and promote dialogue across different perspectives can foster understanding and empathy. 7. Collaborative solutions. Emphasizing the need for collaborative, evidence-based policy solutions that balance security concerns with humanitarian values can help shift the narrative towards constructive dialogue and problem-solving. Engaging stakeholders from government, civil society, business, and academia can promote inclusive policymaking processes. By changing the narrative on immigration to one that emphasizes compassion, inclusion, and evidence-based solutions, we can foster a more constructive dialogue and work towards policies that reflect our shared values and aspirations. Jack Mauld, Senior Policy Analyst, Immigration and Workforce Policy at Bipartisan Policy Center, discusses the importance of changing the narrative on immigration and ensuring Americans have an accurate understanding of how it impacts the United States.
I think we need to make sure that people are aware of the benefits that immigrants bring to our economy. The Department for Health and Human Services recently came out with a report showing that refugees have a positive net fiscal impact. So immigrants pay taxes and they're adding to our labor force. And as I mentioned before, we have an aging population. We need people to work to pay taxes to support are elderly. So I think we need to champion the benefits of immigration, and there's a lot of research out there. And the other thing we can do is just educate people on how restrictive our system is. There is research that shows that that can change perceptions of immigration.
The Genius Visa, the current immigration system and backlogs, is defining America's ability to retain its world leadership with respect to attracting the best and brightest. Dr. Michio Kaku, an American physicist, futurologist, and professor of theoretical physics at the City College of New York and the CUNY Graduate Center, spoke about this issue and how America has a secret weapon which it is not fully utilizing.
However, the information revolution has a weakness, and the weakness is precisely the educational system. The United States has the worst educational system known to science. Our graduates compete regularly at the level of third world countries. So how come the scientific establishment of the United States doesn't collapse? If we're producing a generation of dummies if the stupid index of America keeps rising every year. Just watch network television and reality shows, right? How come the scientific establishment of the United States doesn't collapse? Let me tell you something. Some of you may not know this. America has a secret weapon. That secret weapon is the H-1B. Without the H-1B, the scientific establishment of this country would collapse. Forget about Google. Forget about Silicon Valley. There would be no Silicon Valley without the H-1B. And you know what the H-1B is? It's the genius visa, okay? You realize that in the United States, 50% of all PhD candidates are foreign-born. At my system, one of the biggest in the United States, 100% of the PhD candidates are foreign-born. The United States is a magnet sucking up all the brains of the world, but now the brains are going back.
Right.
They're going back to China. They're going back to India. And people are saying, oh my God, there's a Silicon Valley in India now. Oh my God, there's a Silicon Valley in China. Duh.
Refugees and asylum seekers generate billions of dollars more than they cost the U.S. government. A report released in February by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, found that refugees and asylees have generated tens of billions of dollars more in local, state, and federal tax revenues over the last 15 years than they have cost in direct government services, ultimately representing a net fiscal gain at all levels of government. From 2005 to 2019, refugees and asylees paid a total of $123.8 billion more in taxes than they cost in government services, for a net fiscal gain of $31.5 billion to the federal government and $92.3 billion to state and local governments combined. Refugees and asylees paid an estimated $363 billion to the federal government through payroll, income, and excise taxes, and $218 billion to state and local governments through income, sales, and property taxes. Even when factoring in their spouses and children under 18, many of whom are U.S. citizens, refugees, and asylees still provided a net fiscal gain, costing $723.4 billion in government services, yet paying $739.4 billion in tax revenue, for a net gain of $16 billion. In conclusion, immigrants play a vital role in making America great by contributing to its cultural vibrancy, economic dynamism, and spirit of innovation. From diverse backgrounds and experiences, immigrants enrich the fabric of American society, bringing new perspectives, talents, and ideas that drive progress and prosperity. Through their hard work, resilience, and commitment to building better lives for themselves and their communities, immigrants embody the values of opportunity, freedom, and inclusivity that define the American dream. Embracing and celebrating the contributions of immigrants is not only a testament to America's strength as a nation of immigrants, but also essential to its continued success and leadership on the global stage. Thank you.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figueroa and Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.